All right, big video that Jenna and I found recently that started to go really viral. Lindsay Donnelly from here in Connecticut, starring in 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. You can find Lindsay on TikTok, Lindsay Donnelly 2, and on Instagram, Show Up Authentic. Her videos are great.
Yes, and this video specifically, it's hilarious. I think it's very sassy, and it gets a point across. So we have Lindsay hanging out with us today. Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, of course. All right, so tell us about this video. What inspired it? The backstory. Go ahead. Just take over. Tell us the whole thing.
Absolutely. So I am married with two kids. And if you have two young kids, it's not always pretty at home. Toys, shoes, food, clothes, laundry, for goodness sakes, it all can really pile up quickly. And so the backstory is really my frustration and my husband's frustration too with how quickly it gets to be a mess in our house. I swear, in the morning at 8 a.m. it might look fine, and then by 10 a.m. it looks like you know, a tractor trailer ran through the house. Like, it's crazy. And so I think that when you are two working parents in today's age and you have two little kids, a lot of times the housework is sort of this, it's sort of this point that becomes an argument in relationships often. And I think sometimes in relationships we're a little bit like tit for tat, you know, hey, I'm taking out the trash every day and you're not doing anything. And my husband and I got into a little argument about it, very real argument about it. Not anything like too crazy, but you know, that same kind of like banter back and forth that like you might have with like, you know, your significant other, right?
Yeah.
So we got into a little argument about it, and yeah, the house got pretty messy. I decided to make a TikTok about it.
And then it sort of took off like crazy. So what did your husband think once it started going viral?
Right. So it's funny because I actually posted the video as a test. I own a social media marketing agency, and I don't often post on my personal pages. So my husband, sure, he's on my Instagram sometimes, but it's not usually something I'm doing in our day-to-day relationship. It's more of a work thing for me. So when I posted the TikTok, I thought it was going to be this test of creative that I was putting out on two different accounts. And I told my internal team, hey, I just put up a TikTok. Let's see how it does. And then I really did leave on a girls' trip for the night and didn't really look at my phone for the rest of the day. It wasn't until the next morning after I had gone out with my sister-in-law for a fun night did I look at my TikTok. And that's when I was like, oh, my gosh, it's already at almost a million views overnight. Wow. And my husband doesn't even have TikTok. So I debated at first, you know, do I just text him and be like, hey, babe, this TikTok that I made is going viral. But then when I started to see the comments, there were some, you know, people calling for divorce and people up in arms and people like really getting heated about it.
Yeah.
So I decided at that point I wasn't going to tell him until it could be in person and we could like watch it together. And even then, like, he doesn't have TikTok. He's not involved in social media. He doesn't really understand, like, the significance. I think when I told him it got to a million views, I was kind of nervous someone else might have already, like, told him about it.
And, right. Like, sent it to him? Yeah.
Right. Like, I was totally expecting someone from work to be like, hey, haha, is this your wife? But that didn't actually even happen. No one from his friend group or work even said anything until, like, we got past the 7 million mark, which is kind of wild to think about.
Yeah, absolutely bonkers.
And it's interesting because, you know, running a social media agency, was your first reaction like, well, this test worked? like it's, you know, this was sort of the thing that, you know, the comments, the views, like it started to take off.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, not to toot my own horn, but I definitely was like, oh, hell yeah, I'm a professional. The other thought that I had was Taylor Swift is just amazing, right? Like, she can unite us all. And that song Karma was just perfect for the TikTok. So, I mean, I'm not going to take full credit because Taylor's amazing song definitely had something to do with it.
Do you think it was the simplicity of the topic as well? It's kind of a relatable kind of couples fight. Mm-hmm. Do you think that contributed to the success?
Oh, definitely. I am a big believer in relatable content and having more creators show up authentically to represent both the good and the bad. I think a lot of times social media gets this bad rap for being this sort of perfect, filtered picture of life. And so my whole goal at Authentic and in my content is to be a little bit more realistic and show not all the perfect moments. And I think that where we are as a society is that household work and childcare is unpaid labor that we all do if we have kids or if we have a home. And for a long time, it has been just the burden of moms to carry. And it's been called, invisible work. And I think my video just happens to make it visible. So it really strikes that chord of kind of where we are now as a society. And, I think it's getting harder and harder for people to manage all the different responsibilities and not be overwhelmed.
Interesting. And with the video in mind, how are the chores in the house now? Is your husband worried that, she might post another video, so let me just get ahead of the problem kind of vibes?
It's not a threat that I yield. But I think that in general, we had a really good sort of split beforehand. I actually made a couple of follow-up videos where I explained, though, he actually cooks more than I do. He often cleans more than I do. So it's not, my video, the purpose wasn't to say he was the cause of everything. The purpose was to say, I don't do nothing. Mm-hmm. Right. And it is a partnership.
Yes.
I think Brene Brown has this amazing quote where she says, marriage is not 50-50. It's usually, hey, I'll pull your 20 today, and so it's more like 80-20, right? And I think that rings true for our relationship too, where, we're both doing the best that we can. And sometimes we give each other grace and help each other in those moments. And sometimes we just give each other grief if we're being honest, right?
Very true.
But it's definitely a positive, healthy partnership. And we both are mindful about who's, putting dishes in the sink or in the dishwasher.
Right. He's going to start his own account pretty soon.
Yeah. I don't think he will. I mean, it's just not his thing.
Right.
There are many people who would love for him to do that.
Well, I do love that this video going viral just contributed to strengthening your marriage more, and it's great. I mean, I saw the video where you kind of did the reveal with your husband, and mm-hmm. he's just kind of taking the information in, but I love that it's just giving you guys a stronger foundation, which is great.
I have to tell you a story about that.
Yes.
Okay. So, Jenna, what people don't understand about that video, and so many comments were like, he looks like Doctor Strange, which is true. He's gotten that forever.
Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah.
That's funny.
He gets that all the time. Mm-hmm. It's true. And then B, that he looks so serious or angry. And I have to tell you how this video came about. So I walk in the door from being on this girl's trip. Mm-hmm. I'm maybe still a little bit tipsy, maybe. and I'm like, babe, I have to tell you something, but I'm only going to tell you on camera. Hmm. That's literally all the prep that I gave him for that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not, and I don't do this with him usually. So he thought, Jenna, I was going to tell him that we were pregnant with baby number 3.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That fear, that stress, that seriousness that you see in his face is how the hell are we going to have another kid?
Wow, that's amazing.
And so, right? And so when we finally get to the point in the video where he realizes why I'm telling, it's this release, and he finally laughs.
But
the truth of what he thought it was a pregnancy reveal.
Hey, he has different priorities, clearly. He's it's a video that went viral and people have comments. Fine. Okay.
Right, exactly. Exactly. He's like, okay, whatever.
That's so funny. That's amazing. I do have to say, my wife and I have 2 young kids and, both working, sort of a similar scenario. And, we send videos mm-hmm. back and forth to each other all the time. And just seeing that and sort of the humor in it, it sort of made us laugh. So I think a lot of people feel that way too, that they relate to it. And it's almost a good thing, feeling that,
Oh, yeah, definitely. I was thinking my next video, and tell me what you think, Kevin. I was thinking I could take pictures of the wrongdoings around the house and have it as a record, right? So it's you left your wet towel on the bed. Click, record.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, that's funny. It's like a game, yeah.
Exactly. I've thought about doing that, but we'll see. I'm going to try and not bring him too much in the limelight anymore. I did have the conversation with him. So is this the beginning of our like family TikTok channel? And he's like, no.
He's like, absolutely not.
Pretty quickly. Unfortunately.
All right, Lindsay. Well, best of luck. Thank you so much for coming on with us. We'll definitely keep an eye out for all your next videos. And you, again, you can find Lindsay on TikTok, Lindsay Donnelly too, and on Instagram, Show Up Authentic.
Yeah, thank you guys so much for having me.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. It happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.